our parents were very good to us, you know, going out to Pontchartrain Beach and going on picnics and everything like that. They have four boys, you know, that's sort of tough on anybody, and that we leaned on them a great deal. My mother was soft, but she set the guidelines. Boy, if you didn't kneel down in church and stuff, she would let you have it. I think what happened to me, though, early in high school, I was interested in making some money. So I always had a job after school. I can recall, you know, my dad was a manager there. In fact, I asked him for a raise. I said, I can't give you a raise. I went to the owner and asked him for a raise. And my father couldn't believe that I did that. I said, well, I needed a raise, you know. I didn't want to get drafted, so that's why I joined the Navy. And I'll never forget the day when I got on this battleship. There was about 10 of us, and this guy came up. Anybody know how to type? Well, I knew typing was a lot better than washing the deck, you know. And I knew how to type, so I put my hand up, and thank goodness I ended up in the captain's area, in the bridge. At least I had a good place to eat and live during that stay in the Navy, and that was, as I said, on the battleship South Dakota. Even today, on the water, I still can get seasick on a boat. I went back to school. Then I was working for some CPAs, because that's what I wanted to be. Right as I was getting ready to graduate, I wasn't making very much money, you know. So I talked to the owner, and he said, well, you know, we'll give you a nice job, but we can't pay that much. You want to make money, this isn't the business. I said, well, this isn't for me. There was a job open in the automobile business, and I went to see this fellow, John Battle was his name. I said, what's the hour? 8 to 6, but you get an hour for lunch. Oh, okay, so 8 hours a day, 5 days in my head, that's 40 hours, that's not bad, you know. He says, I don't know about you, you don't even know how to multiply. 6 times 8 is 48. We worked all day Saturday, too. The Saints, I thought, were very important in New Orleans, and I always had an interest, you know, in sports. But I wasn't an active participant in sports as such, you know. And then as you look at my background and everything I did, I was more business inclined. The thing you have to do in this business, though, just like with football players, you can't fall in love with them, you know. You got to remember there's a business side of this thing that you got to stay with, too. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Everybody feels like they own part of the Saints. They own the Saints, you know, and that's really great.